Well, I suppose really the main emphasis would have been in the three guys that were there in the men's race that that have qualified for the Olympic Games for the marathon. That's Paul Pollock, Kevin Seward and McClahasy, and they all competed very well. Ireland finished, I think it was 15 or 16 teams that closed in their team, and they finished seventh. So they all got through it. You know, Paul Pollock had a particularly strong performance in the 15th or so, and he was 20th at one stage. So it was positive from that point of view. Gary Murray from Stranraer, of course, he was in the Irish team as well, but he didn't have a great day. Now he came out of the race after 5K, and he was about the conditions, I would say, got to him. It was quite humid here this morning, so you know that was unfortunate for him. But the three guys that are knocking on and moving on to Rio did particularly well, so we're happy enough with that.
A good opportunity for them to compete at a very high level, I suppose, and in many ways mimic the Olympics. Of maybe that's not possible, but as near as you can get.
A good hard half marathon race, it gives them an evaluation of their fitness and so on, you know, and it gets them together, and now they can go back home in the morning and, you know, they can have a couple of more weeks before we fly to a training camp in Brazil. So it's probably as much a part of a training routine as anything else, Miles, and it's a kind of an underlining that they're in good shape and that they're, you know, that they'll build on this now over the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay, let's go to the track events. A number of finalists, as I mentioned, maybe just run through them and maybe what you might expect to happen this afternoon.
Well, it's been very popular in the sense that, you know, we're really alive on the last day of the championships, you know. The first opening couple of days overall weren't all that great, but then it began to click in nicely in the last few days, and we're looking at a couple of exciting performances, hopefully, this afternoon. Now, Kieran McGean looked, you know, just 4 to 5 down, just 1,500 metres athlete. The interesting thing about her is that she had been injured for maybe last three or four years injured, and we thought maybe that she might never, ever get back into the sport again in a competitive way. You know, she was second in the World Juniors at one time, so she's in really good shape, and she's going to the Olympics, of course, and on her 1,500-metre heat very, very well, and it'll be wide interesting to see how she copes and how she does this afternoon. So that's one finalist. We have three girls in the final of the steeplechase, one of them from County Down as well, a girl called Kerry O'Flaherty, a girl from Elflin, who's from Cork, and Sarah Tracy from County Down. But the both three have all qualified for the games.
Patsy, we're having difficulty again. Maybe make a little move some direction, perhaps, in this.
I'm moving in the wrong direction. You got me?
That's a bit better there again.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah, sorry.
Basically, those three girls have qualified for the Olympics. They're in the final tonight. They ran a very good aggressive heat, and that was never in doubt. So that was positive. Yes, indeed. And I mean, that's a big, big deal. You know, three athletes in the Olympic and a European final, of course, and that's exciting for them and for us. And, you know, it's just one of four finals that we're involved in. Kieran McGean, I alluded to. We've got a guy called Kevin Bass, who's in the 5,000-metre final. And we've got the, you know, very exciting scenario going into the very last event of the afternoon, about 10 to 6 your time in Ireland, that the 4x4 relay team, you know, we made the final yesterday. And the bottom line here is they're ranked 17th in the world going into this final. They need an improved performance to make top 16. Top 16 guarantees them Olympic qualification. So it's right down to the wire in that one now. They need to run, if anybody wants to watch it, they need to run a time of 3:04.25 or better to have any chance at all of getting in there with Japan and so on in the top 16. So basically it's going to be nail-biting stuff for us, and serious pressure for them. So, you know, it would be great if they were to make this final. They're here without Mark English, of course, who was part of that 4x4. Mark would have been a vital part of that 4x4. And, you know, Mark isn't here, so he's preparing for the Olympic Games exclusively. So, you know, it's a big ask, but it's possible, and we'll just have to see how they react today.
Yeah, has the team been picked? Because there was some speculation as to who might be on that team.
Yes, there's a bit of talk about that, all right, but I mean, it's the same team. We're going with the same team, the same order. That's Gregan to Lynch, who's from County Cavan. Gregan's a Dublin guy, Cavan. David Gillick, who everybody knows about, made a return to competition this year. And the team will be taken home by Thomas Barr, who's a 400-metre hurdler. So, also, you know, in your mind, when you line these guys up, Miles, is that, you know, they've had a few races this week already. We don't know what impact that's going to have on their body and so on. So you know, it's going to be a bit of a nervy, you know, this afternoon. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and I suppose the important thing as well, Patsy, it's all about taking that batting from beginning to end and making sure it's over the line.
And, you know, it's all about, you know, probably, you know, the big advantage in a 4x4 really is, you know, if you can trail somebody, you know. I mean, we're probably one of the slower teams in this and final. So, you know, if it breaks by you properly, if you can get the batting away, the changeovers without any barging. You know, there's so many ponderables,
very
you know,
busy,
that
yeah.
Very, very busy, yeah.
Okay, well, that'll be very interesting, and it'll be good if they did. So will it all be decided tonight? When's the closing date for the time?
I would say you could nearly ensure that it'll be closed tonight. You know, it'll mm-hmm. be. There's no other opportunities much for anybody else in the world to run after today, anywhere in the world, you know. So I'd say we'll be evaluating it after tonight. But once we see the time, first of all, if the time isn't at 3:04:25 or better, we're in bother. So, you know, that's basically it. And the other very exciting thing is, you know, just to see how well Ciara McGeen will run. I was very, very, very impressed with her. Very impressed with her in the 1500 metres heats. And I don't really know, to be quite honest, nor does she, how she's going to spend today. But she's one of these athletes, Miles, that delight to manage. It's an absolute delightful girl. And, you know, just you wish her so well. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we had the privilege of speaking to her way back when she was younger. And, you know, you mentioned there about getting silver in the World Championship. So we spoke to her back that time. And very level-headed, very talented on and off the running track. It's unfortunate that she got the injury she did. But I listened to Gerry Kiernan, our coach, last night. He's very optimistic. She's one of these people that competes under pressure. And that's a great sign. She's a great competitor as well.
Absolutely. I just talked about that this morning. You know, she's a girl who off the track is a beautiful young person. And bubbly and in many ways, and when she gets into the line, she's a ruthless athlete, and it's a great combination, to be honest. And you know, it's interesting as well, just her whole family are here. Her dad played Railway Cup hurling for County Down in his day, and may not know a lot about aesthetics, but knows a bit about sport and stuff. So you know, they're very excited for her as well, her brothers and her sisters and her mum and dad.